On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. The fabulosity can't be exceeded from Rob Center, our great producer, taking wonderful care of us. He's already ready to do the archive when the interview's over. He makes sure that the WKOK podcast page has our interview guests podcast there. And today, that would be Tyler Hansen. He is an athletic training coordinator at Evangelical Community Hospital and is helping us rock red for healthy hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital. Good morning, Tyler. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, tell us what you do for Evangelical Community Hospital, athletic training coordinator. We see your head and your face and your name popping up at a lot of different places, doing a lot of different things. Give our audience some sort of an idea of your busy job description.
So I'm the athletic training coordinator at Evangelical Hospital, and with the Miller Center, we run a lot of sports tournaments, and we have a lot of fitness members. So my job is basically help out our fitness members with any injuries that they may sustain during their workouts, or give them any type of tips to kind of help them progress their fitness goals, and also provide medical treatment for large amount of tournaments such as basketball, volleyball, wrestling, gymnastics, and I also help on an orthopedic clinic. You know, kind of working as an orthopedic assistant with our orthopedic surgeon. So it's I'm kind of wearing an assortment of hats nowadays, but it's keeping me busy and it's keeping me a little more educated throughout my career.
And do you do some of the personal training? We've seen that at the Evan and Miller Center, trying to kind of co-coordinating on personal training.
Yes. So we also have a good group of personal trainers over at the Miller Center and through Evangelical Hospital. So we coordinate a lot with, we're starting to work with cardiac rehab, just basically trying to help people keep their goals, progress their fitness goals through this weird time with quarantine and staying at home. So yes, we do a lot with that as well.
Well, you've had some times where your whole facility's closed down and can't be operated, but right now the Miller Center is open, and so that is a go-to place for folks who are interested in a workout. But tell us about some ways for folks who are quarantined or just not going out much. How can we incorporate some fitness into our daily lives?
You know, and that's a very good question. I think there's a lot more options now that we're, you know, almost a year into this quarantine and these weird times where gyms are shutting down at randomly. So there are a lot of options, and a lot of the times that when I talk to some of the fitness members that want to maintain or even progress, you know, looking towards those options, whereas it's a fitness app, something that we get on our phone that kind of gives us like body style movements, like body squats, lunges, you know, utilizing our homes, you know, if you have stairs, walking them, making sure that we're hitting our cardio output, you know, three times a week, where we're trying to get our heart rate up to at least 120 for a good 20-30 minutes, you know, and also utilizing our technology with family members, gym buddies, people that motivate us, you know, using FaceTime, getting on a phone call with someone, working out together, pushing each other. And there's a lot more with virtual assistants that we actually even offer at the Miller Center as well with our personal trainers to kind of keep people in goal, you know. So then if you want to take a class and you do have a stationary bike at home or something, we do have options to take our class virtually to kind of keep yourself motivated and maintained during these weird times.
Is it feasible to do personal training from at home, remotely, virtually?
Yes, and we offer different packages, and I know that there's a lot more companies that are springing up to make it affordable and make it feasible, and a lot of times that they're giving free subscriptions to people with certain, you know, if you have a certain insurance, that those are covering it as well. So there's a lot of companies, and we are also making it definite feasible for these people to, you know, keep in shape and keep that cardio output going, because that's your first line of defense with any type of viral disease, you know, and just staying healthy in general.
All right. And people, are you finding that folks are more sedentary during this time, or that they are able to do some workouts at home and kind of keep their fitness up? Is there any kind of a trend that you're observing?
Well, I definitely will say that motivation is self-motivation specifically is something that's kind of wavering during these times. But from what I have really been starting to see is people want to start to get back in shape and back into the gym. So they're taking it upon themselves to be unique. You know, even when I'm talking with fitness members that work, you know, their manual labor jobs that are in factories, they're maybe upping their activity at work to try to get a minor workout in. People are also in offices, you know, trying to get on, you know, weight loss challenges within their offices. So I feel like at the beginning of this, there was a little bit more of that self-discipline that was kind of lacking. People wanted to be more sedentary, but I feel like there's becoming a big uproar and that motivation, and people are starting to regather, regroup, and wanting to hit their goals, you know, especially if we're still in the new year and people's resolutions are still intact and gyms are opening up now, and people have been utilizing these other options with technology, subscriptions, you know, apps, and utilizing even the Miller Center's virtual options that we offer. So I feel like the sedentary lifestyle is starting to kind of go away a little bit more as people are starting to get more motivated.
Well, yeah, we got to be in shape because it's going to be time to go outside soon. In a month or so, we'll be able to do some outdoor activities. I know your good personal trainer, Kevin, I believe his last name is Clark, told me if I could just put my beer refrigerator 3 miles from my house, that would be perfect. Every beer would require a 6 mile walk in order to get it. So
it'd be a good trade off.
Right. That is very unique. So we'll have to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
How about finding ways to creatively add movement while following all the safety protocols, whether it's either at the gym or, you know, in your own, you know, in your own life or wherever you are, you're going to follow safety protocols either at home, but most likely outside the home. What are some ways to add movement and stay 6 feet away and keep the masking and so on?
Well, and that's a very good question, too, because we obviously have a lot of protocols even at our gym. Obviously, number one protocol, wear a mask. Stay within 6 feet or farther from the person next to you, especially if you don't know them, they're not a family member or a close friend, just to stay safe. So when you're adding these movements, or you're starting to rejoin your gyms and get back out there, make sure that you're keeping these protocols in check. So you are just following your simple everyday workout. If you know that there are going to be a ton of people in the freeway area, maybe start moving to a body weight type of movement so then you can stay a little bit farther away. Or maybe sometimes changing up your time schedule to kind of help you reinforce these protocols as well. And I just know that even from the gym, a lot of our fitness members have started to, you know, if they were evening lifter, they started switching to the morning because there was less people, and even vice versa, more morning people were switching to the afternoon depending on, you know, the amount of people that were coming in. But also just staying safe, making sure you wear a mask at all times. And I know that it could get really difficult with some breathing, but just know that the more that you stay safe, the quicker we can get out of this, and the safer we can keep everyone else. So integrating these movements with the mask is difficult. You've got to kind of figure out what's good for you, whether it's moving more to a body weight, moving more to a lower intensity workout, you know, something that we can do to just keep us comfortable.
Can you describe what's happening at the Miller Center in terms of the protocols? I know you go in one entrance and out another, and, of course, sanitizing is part of it. Masking's required. Distancing is strongly advised. And you have thousands and thousands of hours of safe exercise and workout that has happened there. So explain what's happening at the Miller Center now.
Well, we take our protocols very, very seriously. We have constant employees walking through the floor to making sure everyone's, you know, keeping their mask on, keeping socially distant. We're ensuring that every member has their own disinfectant bottle and wipe to wipe down equipment before and after using, just to ensure that there is no type of germ transfer between members. We're also keeping our max capacity, I think, below 20% or at 20%, just to kind of enforce that we're staying safe. We're not allowing a huge crowd to come in, and we're also directing the traffic flow with the one entrance out, one entrance in. So we're taking our protocols and policies very, very seriously over there. Constant cleaning is going on, even on non-used machines, disinfectant wipes. We're trying to keep up with all the people as best as possible, and just try to reinforce all of our policies to the degree where it's feasible with everyone, and it's keeping us all safe.
Where can I get more information on this topic? So I have about six more questions. I'll ask those at 7:40. But in the meantime, leave our audience with the best way to contact you and the Miller Center and Evan.
Well, we have a Facebook for the Miller Center page. And then also, if you just call the Miller Center, I probably should know the phone number off the top of my head, but it kind of slipped me. But we also have a website as well. You go and visit the YMCA at themillercenter.com. It will direct you with all the contact information that you can need, and it will give you email addresses that it can send you directly to our director and executive director, Kyle Snyder and Ryan McNally.
Okay. Yeah, the Miller Center phone number. I looked it up while you were talking there. I don't even have it on my phone. Whoever calls anybody anymore. But the telephone number is 570-556-4191. So that's 570-556-4191 for the Miller Center. Yeah, I would just email you or Drew or Kevin or somebody like that and let them know that I'm coming up, and to get the entrance open and the towel ready and the sanitation spray that you keep with you, and get my favorite ARC trainer ready to go. So, all right, Kevin, Tyler, stand by,
and
we're going to come back at 7:40, so you hold on. That is Tyler Hansen. He's the athletic training coordinator at the Miller Center, and he is making sure that the Miller Center for Recreation and Wellness, which is powered by Evangelical Community Hospital and Geisinger, is safe and active. They really want the place to be busy, so he's making sure that that happens. We'll continue that conversation. We'll be talking about soon about family activities that you can do, or maybe you and a buddy with whom you consider yourself 100% safe can do. We'll talk about other challenging times that exist and ahead, and the benefits that come from some of this activity. So we'll be continuing this conversation. It's the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center, powered by Evangelical Community Hospital and Geisinger. I want to make sure we get all the credit in there where it is due.
This is WKOK Sunrise, on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you again for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're back into our interview. Tyler Hansen, the athletic training coordinator with the Evangelical Community Hospital, works primarily at the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center, powered by Evangelical Community Hospital and Geisinger. Well, just saying the name used up all of our interview time, so thank you, Tyler, for calling in. No, just kidding. Good morning, Tyler.
No, and good morning.
I do appreciate that. Tell us about ways that we can, during this time of pandemic and more isolation at home, and some of us just outright quarantine, how can we get more family activity involved? What can we do, especially now that it's winter?
Yeah, and that's a really tough situation to go through. I know that my sister has kids, and, you know, she's kind of turned into the creative PE teacher at home. So I would guess just recommending, finding creative ways that spark physical activity with your kids. You know, I know that my sister does like a lot of like dance parties with them, or in order to get like certain electronic devices, certain amount of activity needs to be done before that. So if it's like going for a walk for a little bit, I know that it's cold outside, but also we can utilize our outdoor surroundings as well as for physical activity. Like there's snow on the ground, sledding's opportunities right there, and also like ice skating if you have that available to you. Doing those types of physical activities as a family can really kind of keep that good healthy heart beating and keep you guys together as a family for sure.
Now, is it to your advantage to seek out somebody with whom you can exercise or walk or cross-country ski or sled, you know, somebody with whom to work out?
I think so, too, with that, because when you have a partner or someone to help motivate you, it kind of keeps you wanting to keep going back out there. I mean, some people like to do this stuff alone 100%, but you also got to think, you know, it is pretty dangerous out there with snow. Having someone else with you whenever you're outside is probably the best idea, just to kind of keep each other safe, but also motivating each other as well, especially if you're going to do something as a family outside, you know, being around your kids so that nothing actually happens to them outside, but also keeping them active outside is probably the best thing as well.
I know they have apps that you can put on your smartphone and the smartwatch that tether two or more individuals together, so when one works out, the other one knows about it, and if one, if the other one doesn't work out, it tattles on you and tells the other one, hey, you know, Mark's, hey, Tyler, Mark's just enjoying, he's binge-watching This Old House, so maybe you, you could give him a call or give him a text and tell him to get moving, or maybe you two should meet and get some walk on or something like that. Okay, so that's we talked a little bit about family activities and maybe working out with someone. What about motivation to work out by yourself? A lot of you see that at the gym a lot. A lot of people just go to the gym when they get a free minute and they work out on their own.
Yeah, and I think that self-motivation is kind of what drives us to even start getting into the gym at all in the first place. So I think that if you could find that, and I know it's kind of tough now, especially because if you've been quarantining alone, you know, but also you got to realize that you getting to the gym is helping you creating a healthier lifestyle, getting that heart rate up and creating a good healthy heart and overall building a good immune system. So I think that if people start realizing that and using that as self-motivation to stay healthy, be preventative during these crazy and dangerous times, and just kind of give that a self-infliction onto a person, I think that can kind of be contagious. And one person sees that another person's doing it on their own, hey, I'm going to start doing it on my own. And then maybe, you know, they can start, you know, tethering those apps to each other and start challenging each other while they're at home. Hey, I burned this many calories in this day, or I walked this many steps in this day throughout my house, or I did this much of activity, this amount of time of activity at my house during this time. I think that overall just builds not only that self-motivation, but it starts motivating other people, and we can kind of start building a very healthy lifestyle among each other.
I know I told you I'm acquainted with Kevin, your good personal trainer up there, and I put the rep count app on my phone, so anytime I see him anywhere, he's like, oh, give me your phone, let me see your rep counts. What are you doing? You know, are you moving? You know, Lawrence, what are you up to lately? If folks aren't motivated to do this, what is the benefit of this movement that we're talking about? Reiterate to folks how critically important it is to just get some activity in.
You know, I think being physically active, or at least being trying to be physically maintain physical activity, is one of the cornerstones to building a good, healthy immune system, keeping that heart strong and pumping hard. You know, getting at least 3 days a week of a good 20, 30-minute workout where you're getting your heart rate up. It's just a cornerstone of building this immune system and helping you fight off not only infections, viral disease, but also helping build self-confidence and mental health as well, especially during these times of being quarantined and alone. Not only is our immune system and our overall physical health taking a depreciation, our mental health as well. And physical activity and exercise and being active and moving is also been proven to help out that mental aspect of things. So not only is your heart getting a good workout, but your brain's being focused and stimulated at the same time, where you want to still keep doing it. You want to be productive, and then it translates over to all aspects of your life. So we preach that a lot over at the center. We really encourage, and we our members to do that, and we also, like, we admire our members that stay active even through these trivial times and continue to press that and want us to stay open and want us to kind of give them options and give them help, because we realize that they are just trying to build up not only that immune system but keep their mental health up as well.
Well, I know when I'm familiar with the Sunbury Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, mm-hmm. and when they close, it affects me a little bit, but I know a yep. lot of people, dozens of people that are just heartbroken that, you know, they had to mm-hmm. close down. But they are open now, and the Miller Center, which is where you're primarily based, we're talking to Tyler Hansen, athletic training coordinator at the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center, powered by Evangelical Community Hospital in Geisinger. We're talking to him because of Rock Red for Healthy Hearts. Well, you mentioned that it's important to get your heart rate up. What's at stake here? Explain during Rock Red for Healthy Hearts why getting that heart rate up a couple of times a week is a real lifesaver.
Well, it just builds, like I said, it just builds that overall immune system. Your body's able to bounce back from not only injuries, preventing injuries, but also if you do wind up getting sick, it's a quicker recovery. And if we stay healthy, we get that heart spike that couple times a week, you know, 20, 30 minutes, getting that heart rate up to about 120, 150, you know, we push it, we overall just create a better healthy body for ourselves, and we're able to fight off a lot more viruses, infections, diseases overall. And like I said, it also helps us maintain our mental status.
All right, so these are the important reasons to do that. And again, just to reiterate, how do you get in touch with the Miller Center? What's the best way to do that, to get in touch with you and Evangelical Hospital? If you need more information or you just want to know more, you know, how to get involved.
Well, you could always visit us at our Facebook page, Miller Center Facebook page, or come to our website at millercenter.com. You could reach us through the YMCA website as well, and there's a link for our chapter at the Miller Center. You can email both me, Drew Kelly, Kevin Clock, our executive director, Ryan McNally, and our associate director, Kyle Snyder. We can answer any questions at that time, and also calling up at any time if you have a question about a program, question about options, question about anything, just what you could do over there. You can always call up to our center, and we have tons of staff that are appropriate enough to answer any of those questions.
All right, and that telephone number is 570-556-4191. Now, Tyler, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for all the information and for sticking with us through the bottom of the hour break and coming back with some more great details. We appreciate it. Good morning, sir.
No problem. Hey, you have a great morning, and thank you for the opportunity.
I do appreciate that. Tyler Hansen, athletic training coordinator at Evangelical Community Hospital, Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center, powered by Evangelical Community Hospital. Special thanks to Deanna Hollenbach, gets co-producer credits today to making sure that we get to talk to Tyler. She's got another good guest scheduled for next Wednesday as we continue to Rock Red for Healthy Hearts. And, of course, we always thank our producer, Rob Center.